All right. Item three, then, if we can, moving on to progress reports. Sorry, you have to listen to me again. This is in relation to... we have four task forces, as you know, and each will be reporting today on their last meetings. Reporting first on the Hong Kong Island Task Force. You have a paper. You see that at our last meeting we essentially dealt with three major items. The first was the proposal to build a new architectural centre, Rumsey Street, literally beneath the flyover. Members, as you see, were supportive of the proposal, and we thought it was quite a creative solution. What is at the moment idle space? I think our only concern, if you like, is the location. Obviously, it's tucked away under the flyover. It's challenged by traffic and connectivity, but we still think it should be supported. And members made some suggestions about how perhaps the access to the new centre could be improved when they come to do the detailed design. But an interesting idea of an innovative idea of how to use what is currently rather redundant space. Next item we considered was the expansion of the campus of the Hong Kong Academy for Performing Arts in Wan Chai. As you can see from the notes, there are proposals to expand the campus. Again, we were supportive of that idea. They're very tight for space. What we did point out, though, was that the current linkages, particularly the pedestrian linkages to the academy, are weak, to say the least, and somewhat dangerous in some cases. So when they're considering the expansion, we suggested they also try to enhance the connectivity. And also, there are plans for an extension in the future on the reclamation. And again, we suggested that it would be advantageous to look at things holistically in terms of the ultimate solution. But again, a proposal which we think adds vibrancy and interest to the waterfront. And then the third issue that we talked about at some length was cycling on the waterfront. The Hong Kong Cycling Alliance presented their thoughts on how we might include a cycleway within the boardwalk that's proposed along the underneath the IC along the north shore of Hong Kong Island. Indeed, the Alliance has ideas to create a cycleway the whole way along the north shore of Hong Kong Island, and this would be one part of it. CEDD are already on the case, if you like. They're looking at the feasibility of including a cycleway, but also looking at providing access points, emergency vehicle access, etc., producing an integrated, holistic solution to the engineering challenge, if you like. I think members were generally supportive, provided that technically it's feasible. We thought that, you know, allowing both pedestrian and cycling access along that boardwalk was an interesting initiative, if you like, and provided there was separation, separation for safety purposes, that it's something that could be seriously considered. But anyway, CEDD are in the middle of their study, and they will be coming back to the task force, and indeed will come to the commission in the second half of this year. And then finally, as part of this particular meeting, we went and had a look at the work that's going on the central waterfront, the central harbour front. Interesting walkabout. I think something I would encourage other task force to do, to visit sites. I think it gave members a much better idea, if you like, of both the opportunities and the challenges. The challenges, if you like, of sites 4 and 7, which we know about, but also the opportunities that are going to be provided by the new waterfront. Quite a lot of discussion about management and also about how events could be carried out, could be coordinated on the waterfront. And we have two items, as you know, later in the agenda, where we're looking at the role of LCSD in looking after our waterfront, managing the waterfront, and also we're going to have an exchange with the police force, Hong Kong Police, about how they manage events. And it'd be interesting to hear how the first opening of Tamar, or access to Tamar, went when they provided public access for the fireworks earlier in the year. So that essentially is, I think, what happened at the Island Task Force. Members, any questions on that? Thank you. Please, sorry, Mrs. Iam.
Well, now that I have moved into Tama, on the 18th floor, I'm watching the Central Harbour Front every day, and that gets me a bit worried about the huge size of the new harbour front from reclaimed land. And of course, it is also a driving force that we should really think hard on how to deliver a successful waterfront for the enjoyment of the public. So I just want to give you a preview of what we are planning and which we will shortly present to the Hong Kong Task Force, if not to the Harbourfront Commission main meeting. I will be shortly meeting with all relevant departments in the administration who have a role in the Central Harbourfront. Because it's now sort of bits and pieces, reflecting the government way of doing business. So in front of Tama, we will have an extended green carpet, which is under development. And then we have an advanced promenade, which is developed by CDD and to be managed by LCSD. And then we have the Site 4 and part of Site 7, which are the subject of a consultancy. But unfortunately, it's not going to give us a ready solution immediately. And then we have the space in front of those piers, which we had a very lovely walk with Winston last year over the Harbour Day. So these are really wonderful public space that should not be left idle. So how we can maximize and put them to good use will be a challenge for us in the next couple of years, because following the retreat on Saturday, we are now pulling together the stuff relating to the authority to be considered by the next administration at the beginning of the next term. So assuming that it will, even if the administration agrees, it will take no less than a year to bring to fruition the idea of having another management authority. Then meanwhile, we need to see what we can do about this harbourfront sites. So just to assure members that we are very concerned, I'm very concerned about what then will happen to this big piece of new central harbourfront. We will work hard and come back to you maybe at the next meeting on what are our ideas about this immediate and short-term uses of this site. And then related also to making the harbourfront more enjoyable and more destinations, more facilities, there are two projects that we are doing, which again we may love to involve members of this committee. One is the completion and commissioning of a planning gallery, which very few people have asked about progress, but it's now actually ready. Jimmy and I were there. The building was ready, the software is also more or less ready, and we plan to open it to the public by the middle of this year. So if members want an advance visit to the facility, and also to give us more advice on how this particular facility of a planning gallery could be integrated with the Central Harbourfront. That is something that I will welcome. The other is a project that we are working on by the Development Opportunities Office, which is Fenwick Pier. I'm sure you all know about Fenwick Pier, which is also part of Hong Kong's history. And we have been working with the SGA on the sort of not wholesale redevelopment, but they want to enhance and enrich their facilities, both for the visiting navies and also with a view to opening up to the public. At the moment, it's really a closed facility for the visiting navy, but they have plans to open up to the public. So because we are committed to take forward this proposal before the middle of this year, to another committee, the Land and Development Advisory Committee. And since it sits on a rather prominent waterfront site, so I feel that the Land and Development Advisory Committee should discuss this with the benefit of some views from the Harbourfront Commission on its compatibility with what we have in mind with the Central and Wan Chai Harbourfront. So this is something that we would also like to present to members. So if members could spare the time, I would suggest that perhaps if we could put together a little program for you to visit both the Planning Gallery and the Fenwick Pier, because without going into the Fenwick Pier, you don't understand the operation of the navies. Although we may not have a ship visiting Hong Kong during your visit, but at least you have a good feel of what sort of facilities are needed in Hong Kong to provide hospitality to visiting naval ships from all over the world. So I will ask the Secretary to put up a draft program and maybe with a date, and I hope that some members could spare the time to visit these two facilities before we had a good discussion on the redevelopment program of the Fenwick Pier. Thank you, Chairman.
Well, I'm sure we would like to see the centre, wouldn't we? And we'd like also, I think, to see Fenwick Pier. So, yes, if you could put together a programme, that would be very good. Also, I think I'm encouraged to hear that you're going to sit with your colleagues and discuss the interface of the central reclamation. You know, when we're walking about, that's one of the things that we sensed, that you know, there were so many parties involved that the interface was going to be a big challenge. So it's good that that's going to be taken forward as well. Any points members want to raise on Mrs. Lamb's comments? All right, if you could arrange a visit, that'd be good. Thank you.